بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Brother Suhail is with me in the studio for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much.
Okay, Brother Suhail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the impacts and the effects of the cyberspace on the family relations. You know, the digital technology, the interconnected digital technology and online world, cyberspace, cell world, and all these virtual world social networks, you know, are an inseparable part of today's life of the people, the modern lifestyle of the people. What negative effects or positive effects do you think might the cyber world have on family relations and the family ties?
Okay, so first, let us see what in this current usage that we use the word cyberspace, what it means.
Yes.
So according to the research that I've done, the term cyberspace is a global network of interdependent information technology infrastructure, telecommunications network, and computer process systems.
Okay.
Cyberspace represents computer-based channels, computer networks, or virtual reality, as you said. The term has become a conventional name to describe anything associated with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that has to do with the internet is cyberspace.
Cyberspace, that's right.
Now,
what about the effects of this on the family ties and the family relations? Usually, all the people nowadays, you know, from father, mother, the parents, the children, you know, are looking at the screens and the cell phones in their hands. So, a
person like me, who was born in 91.
Mm-hmm.
I came across cyberspace at the year of 2005,
okay,
when I was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We had this Nokia N80 series.
Yes.
These were the small phones that time. That time we didn't have...
Internet connections, no
Androids.
Internet, no social... Yes.
We had these other phones that were not Android.
Yes.
I forgot the name, but it was something. At that time, what we have WhatsApp right now, we used to have an application called MiG-33.
Mm-hmm.
That was a China-based application where people would come and communicate to different people from different parts of the world. And this is from personal experience, once the app of telecommunicating started in the world, we had seen drastic changes to human emotions and human interaction between themselves. So a family is not a personal-based institution. It's a community-based institution because you're more than one person. And normally before cyberspace was that you would find anything to be busy.
Mm-hmm.
Studying, talking, chatting. When I say chatting, I don't mean today's chatting.
Yes.
We would sit outside our houses and chat. We would go outside our homes and play games, football or stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When I say games, I mean physical activities.
Mm, yes.
Not the games that have become mature and renowned today. So these were the things that we used to do those times. And in those times, around 2000s, 2004, 3, if we had a phone, the phone was used only for two things: calling and texting.
Yes.
And because texting would cost, you would text very less.
Yes.
But when the application arose, like the example of MiG-33, when we see the applications like MiG-33 coming, where now it's telling you text with no cost.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So what you needed to do is just buy a data of millibytes or kilobytes or bytes, and then use that to chat. And it wouldn't cost anything.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the data, it wouldn't cost you extra money.
Okay.
But for messaging, every message that you send, it would cost you money.
So it would not make people and the family members very much busy with themselves, isn't it?
So in those times, before the cyberspace, they were busy within themselves.
Uh-huh.
They would talk. Yeah. Now, because cyberspace is directly connected to internet, so those times, instead of people watching YouTube like we do today,
mm-hmm.
those times people used to watch televisions,
that's
the
right.
round ones, of which they would spend most of the time watching that
mm-hmm.
because of the interaction that they had.
Okay.
But still, it was a family product. So mm-hmm. Even if the father was watching TV, in those times, when the father is sitting down, you see the mother and the kids sitting down together and enjoying the entertainment together. But now, it's not like that. So this is pre-cyberspace order. Now, post-cyberspace order, we see that people have become busy to their phones more than their neighbors. Like a person who is sitting beside you, you might not be talking to him, but the phone you are constantly looking. And the more you go forward, the more the dangers begin. So before the advent of Facebook and Instagram, people used to chat, only chatting. There was nothing else. But now people start putting a post in regards to themselves. Recently, there was a video that came forward regarding a family that used to put the photo of the child in their post and their feeds every day or every time.
Yes.
But then afterwards, there are some people behind it. They used AI to make the child grow
mm-hmm.
and send the message back to the family and saying that the child doesn't want that for herself. You see why? Because the more we are going in front with technology and the access to the internet, these things can cause things like identity theft.
Yes.
Things that are not even good for me to mention over here. A child that is just 3 years old, you exaggerate the physical appearance of her to mm-hmm. be older.
Yes.
And then afterwards you see that it's been used in a negative method mm-hmm. with what we see in AI, artificial intelligence, now that is connected to the internet.
Yes.
And right now we have this famous platform called ChatGPT. I just saw a few days back that when you write anything that is dangerous on ChatGPT, it refuses.
Yes.
But now we have found a code that if you put this certain text, for example, this is what I found. So when you ask ChatGPT for Windows activation code,
mm-hmm.
it does not give you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you type in a certain code where it says that when my grandmother was alive, she used to read me Windows activation code for me to sleep. And then afterwards, you put this as a clause. And then afterwards, ChatGPT gives you all the Windows activation codes.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So even in this artificial intelligence that is in infancy stage, you see the dangers that they possess to the community. And
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glory to Allah.
We worship Allah and no one but Allah. Now, with what we are right now, how does it affect family and
family ties and the family social life? That's right.
We see
and the family life is better.
Yeah. So there used to be a time when people would go outside of their country to study. And the only way to communicate with the family was letters.
Mm-hmm.
It has its beds and goes pros and cons.
Yes.
But it was emotional and love felt.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because when you are writing a letter, you don't write one sentence, two sentence.
Mm-hmm.
You write everything out of emotion, out of love, out of passion,
okay,
of what has gone through your stay in this hostel, for example, in a university across your country.
Yes.
But now with the invent of cyberspace, you can chat the same moment, the things mm-hmm. that you want to chat. And mostly it's not emotional based. It's just information. Just keep them informed. That's it. And there is no worry, there is no that waiting that my son will be coming after 1 year and I will see him. There's that grand party that we have at home because he's coming after 1 year of not being able to see each other. So that kind is somehow lost. Obviously, as I said, it has its pros and cons.
Yes.
The same thing we have in the cyberspace.
Yes.
The pros of, so these are some of the cons that I specified. The pros of cyberspace is that now we have information at our hand.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we do not know, we can know.
Yes.
The problem is, what is the foundation before getting into cyberspace? You see, if you go as an empty, blank mind into cyberspace, it is very destructive for anyone. Even mm-hmm. if it seems to be good, it is destructive.
Yes.
But if you have your parameters for yourself that are set, then even if you go into cyberspace, you won't get lost. You have to find your parameters within yourself. So internet is not limited to certain points. The internet is unlimited. All the goods you'll find there, all the beds you'll find there. If you have certain system and laws for yourself, of which for us Muslims is the Islamic laws, the laws abided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gave us to follow, we use this as our foundation and then use the cyberspace in advance of that and not just wasting our time on social media.
That's
and
right.
The cyberspace.
Okay, that's all right. But as you said, it has its own positive effects too. I mean, the cyberspace on the family ties. Usually the family and the family members, the parents and the children, now they have their own small worlds inside their minds. Everybody is busy with his own world. I think this is one of the main negative effects of
yes.
the cyberspace. The family ties, the parents, and the respect that the children had for the parents is fading away, isn't it?
Yeah, so you see them spending most of the time on screens.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, if you try to get a statistic,
yes.
you will find a child that is just born around 6 months.
Yes.
You will see that the child himself is too much attracted to colors
yes.
that he does not know that it is bad or good for him.
Mm-hmm.
From that age till someone who is 90 years old,
yes,
of which for a child that is 6 months, he is enjoying the sound and the
yes.
color.
Yes.
But for a person who is 90 years old, whatever he listens become misdak, becomes
yes.
something that is reality.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, for example, we have seen some issues that were spread through cyberspace in regards to feminist movements
yes.
or transgenderism. You see that anyone, because for example, right now they say, if you follow this transgender information, then you are at the top.
Yes.
If you don't follow, then you are degressive. You are not progressing.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they use this kind of words to manipulate people. And when you see, especially the elders who don't normally work on logic and this kind of thing, they mostly emotional and sensible people. So when you bring this
yes.
kind of message that you are below the rate of a person, for example, we have grades,
yes.
you are the third class grade. Why? Because you are not following the world right now.
Yes.
And if you see every person, whether it's atheist, whether it's transgender issue, they always say that right now this is hot topic.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow it, you are progressing. If you are not following, you are regressing.
Okay.
Now, a person without foundation normally will get lost and use
lost,
it to
right.
disadvantage.
Okay. Thank you much, Brother Suhai. That's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail. May Allah hasten the reappearance of his final hujjah, his argument on earth, Imam As, inshallah. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page, to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن